This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's February 5th, and on this day in 2017, it was the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. It was Super Bowl 51, held that year in Houston, and featuring the four-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. After a scoreless first quarter, the Falcons got on the board first with a Devontae Freeman touchdown run. On the next possession, Falcons QB Matt Ryan found tight end Austin Hooper for a 19-yard strike and a 14-0 lead. On the ensuing Patriots possession, Falcons defensive back Robert Alford jumped a route and intercepted a Tom Brady pass, taking it 83 yards for a pick six and a 21-0 lead. New England would scratch for a field goal later in the quarter, but the Falcons led 21-3 at the half. In the third, the Falcons piled on some more points, putting together an 85-yard drive that resulted in a Devin Coleman catch for a touchdown, and the Falcons were in control 28-3 and ready to put their hands on their first-ever Super Bowl trophy. But down 25, late in the third quarter, Brady and the Patriots put their extensive experience in the Super Bowl to good use. First, it was a Brady to James White touchdown pass and catch late in the third, but a Steven Guskowski miss on the extra point left the game at 28-9. After a Patriots field goal made it 28-12 in the fourth, Ryan was sacked and he fumbled, giving the ball back to New England. It was the first Ryan turnover in more than 2 months. He had not thrown a pick or lost a fumble since throwing an interception against the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 13 of the regular season back on December 5th. Poor timing for sure, and the Pats took advantage of the short field with Brady connecting with Danny Amendola for the score, and the Pats went for two, and they made it an 8-point game. On the next Falcons drive, they failed to come up with any points that would have probably closed the deal on the Super Bowl. But they punted it back to New England, who started their drive with 3 minutes 30 seconds to play in regulation, needing to go 91 yards for the touchdown and also convert another 2-point conversion. And of course, that's what they did. The drive was spectacular in itself, but it was highlighted by an amazing catch by Julian Edelman on a tipped ball that he secured amazingly an inch off the ground. It was truly one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl or even NFL history. Now, with a minute on the clock, White scored his second touchdown of the game to pull the Patriots within two. But again, they had to convert their second 2-point conversion, and they did it, with Brady hitting Amendola on the two, and he scored by the nose of the football to tie the game at 28 with 57 seconds left. The Patriots had erased a 25-point deficit in less than 23 minutes of game time to force the first overtime for the first and only time in Super Bowl history. The Patriots won the coin toss and elected to take the ball. The Falcons would never touch it again. Brady marched the Pats down the field, aided by a pass interference call by the Falcons at the one. Running back James White scored 2 plays later for his third TD of the game to give Bill Belichick, Brady, and the Patriots their 5th Super Bowl trophy. It was the largest deficit overcome in a Super Bowl. The closest thing to it are several 10-point come-from-behind wins. And it's why the win for the Patriots on this day makes it the greatest Super Bowl of them all. Also on this day, in 2009, Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt and her Lady Vols beat Georgia 73-43 to win her 1,000th game, becoming the first Division I coach, men or women, to win 1,000 games in a career. In 1960, Bill Russell grabbed 51 rebounds against the Syracuse Nationals in a 124-100 win. It was the first time in NBA history a player had ever grabbed more than 50 boards in a game. And in 1943, Jake LaMotta beat Sugar Ray Robinson in a unanimous decision. It was the second of six meetings and the only one that LaMotta happened to win. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.